Blog Talk Radio.
Say shout out to my famo champ, man.
Real souls.
Say, you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig?
It's Chop on the Radio, man. Say, you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig? Chop, chop, chop on the radio.
319-527-6057 doing live shows.
Who really jerking?
Who really jerking?
Who really jerking?
You now tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig? It's Chop on the Radio. Who really jerking?
100K or no way. Who really jerking? Say you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet. You did.
Chop on the Radio.
Chop on the Radio.
Absolutely no blew up.
None at all. Who really jerking?
Thank you to all you jerkaholics for taking the time out to call in or hit that link for the online listening.
You tuned in.
See your number one jerk portal on the internet.
You need.
Chop on the Radio.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy the show. Tell them don't be scared.
The door's always open. Won't you come?
Chop on the Radio.
Chop on the Radio.
Absolutely no blew up.
None at all. Who really jerking?
Welcome all you jerkaholics out there, man. Y'all already know this is Chop on the Radio. I am the Mr. King 1033 Side C. That's me, you did. Say, we getting ready to get it in tonight. First up, man, salute out to everybody, man, that's tuned in on the phone line. We're going to give y'all a couple seconds for some more people to follow up in here. And everybody that's hitting that link, unless you hitting that replay too, man, after the show is done, hey, big salute out to y'all tonight, man. We got the man himself, 901 Trigger Trey, live on air. He already on the phone lines. We going to get it in, man. And check this out, that far single he dropped, Ratchet But Classy. Oh, shit, y'all know the one y'all been seeing on the website, man. Y'all been in the inbox, yeah. You hear, man, he pulled up. We getting ready to get it in, man. We going to find out about him, man, him as an artist, his music, man, some of his direction, some of the things he done, man. We're going to try. We're going to have a good time, man. So we getting ready to get it now. Y'all know, man, we got our first two songs airing before the show start, man. So we got to abide by that and show love, you dig? And then as soon as that's over with, man, we're going to come right back here. We're going to bring 901 Trigger Trey in, man, introduce him to the show, and we're going to get it in. It's that Kia Soul featuring Tia 500. Haters gonna hate, and then we also got Shonda Faye up, man, Falling in Love Again, and then the show starts, baby, let's work.
Lil B, fuck 'em up, Lil B, fuck 'em up.
Never been ahead of all folks with the ops. Hating on me, a heavy ass in the mess. I'm the chosen.
chosen one, just all I confess. You ain't getting money, you just a finesse. No toes just on, this just a little test. Keep on living, granny said it best. Shit, bro said put his ass to rest. Stay in my lane so you won't regret. Just say let loose in your motherfucking chest. Say get money, ain't worried about the list.
One thing for sure,
for the night. You dig? This is the next one, man. When we say we got you, we got you. And everybody, I say this to everybody, man, that got platforms dealing with artists and artist music and stuff like that, man. Check this out. When you say that you're going to break an artist's song, you got to really break that artist's song, you dig? And we all know, man, it's about rotation, rotation, rotation. Not just that one-time shit, not just that two-time shit, man. You got to actually do it and use your platform, man, for some good as well. And when you're dealing with artists, man, go ahead and put that shit out there, man, so people can really get that feel. This is the second one up for, man, for our two songs. We told y'all they got the first two songs, man. We're going to honor that. This is the second one, man, and then we got 901 Trigger Trey live in the building. He here. He already on the line. We're going to get it going. So this is Shonda with that Falling in Love Again. It's the second one. Let's go.
Find all the pieces. I'm trying to pull them in his hands. trust and love again after the last time. After the losses I went through, all that was taken from my life. This is all carrying me today. I don't even know if I can give this man my best. But all he asks is for me to love him and to leave him with the rest. I'm so afraid to love you, but I'm even more afraid I'm gonna lose. Clinging to a past that doesn't let me choose.
At the Shonda. Now, y'all make sure y'all go check that video out to that as well, man. Dope video, dope artist, and business owner as well, man. So big shouts out to her. Can't wait to get her back on the show, man. Say, Shonda. Now, I don't want Trigger Trey said he feeling that as well, so we're going to have to plug y'all in, man. He say he feeling that. But without further ado, y'all know how we do it right here on Top on the Radio, baby. We got to do it right, man, and we got to do it with all respect. We can't bring the man on without saucing y'all ass up real quick, so let's go on and get into it. This is that 901 Trigger Trey, man, that ratchet but classy. Oh, y'all going to hear it for the rest of the show, baby. Let's go.
Trigger, let's go.
Ratchet, freaking but nasty. Twerking the mirror, no panties. She's like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat with she cabbage. She in a makeup fashion, best in the baggy. Smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. Bougie, ratchet, freaking but nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties. She's like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat with she clapping. She in a makeup fashion, best in the baggy. Smoking the whip out of traffic. Bougie, ratchet, freaking but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. She got the long hair tattoo on her ass. She, girl, I can't let you pass. With beef and then posting no stress on the IG. Fuck around, get your ass beat. Put on another, no, you a little sexy hoe. Oops, I meant to say sexy little chick.
My bad.
I can't imagine you kissing my neck while you riding this bag. Man, you slap on my dick. I wanna lick it. I wanna see how you touch this big dick with my mouth on your titties.
Bitch,
you silly. I with the pussy and fled. I'm coming like Sweet D. Willie. Can I get some head? Make her come hard back to bed. Even go to the pussy and fled. I'm a car. I swear, smoke your ass out like a chimney and make your ass fly like a jet. I'm nasty, fancy, freak. making your sense. Y'all see how it bounce from the front. And you better say it your feelings. When I drop the dick, I'ma kick your ass out like a point. Go to this bed, you can talk to me later about how you fought up Miami and flip. I'm finna lay so back down and I'm stuffing this dick till I bust in your chest. Five, I'ma work to that side. We gon' power up, ain't no motherfucker rest. Down like a treadmill and bench press and that pussy with steel. With the third lap like a drill. Breaststroke in that water with gear. Club up, up at the back. Some more that's a six over here. Ratchet, freaking with nasty. Talking the mirror, no panties. Like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup fashion, best in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking with nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. Bougie, ratchet, freaking with nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties. Like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup fashion, best in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking with nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. I want her face down, ass up, back bend, standing up when I'm in it. When I'm front from the back while she bouncing them cheeks. Got me stuck up like I'm a lieutenant. I know you a boss and that money gon' make you come. And that pussy ain't mine but it's rented.
I know.
I'ma crash out in that pussy like fuck a license. Not the black off the tinny. I'm in a surfboard in that water. If I drown deep I went out like a G. I want the face, I want a titty fuck. Till I gotta pull out of you chase.
We gonna pull
fight, we gon' up first 69, we gon' have us a race.
Maybe run
in the head, eat that nut like it's pain. Got torque on the 12, bitch, you getting replaced. Talking on half step it when it comes to this dick. Take my soul, beat the cake. And I'ma revive when I roll up this wood. Switch position, little engine that. And I'm tapping out when I'm stroking that cat. I'ma sip that juice like it's chemical so good. If I pop the bean, I'ma go back to back till I'm masked out. Let me go, babe, I'm good.
Let me go.
She bougie, ratchet, freaking with trigger. Talking the mirror, no panties.
Shut
like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup, she bends in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking with daddy. Love when she calling me daddy.
Calling me daddy.
Ratchet, freaking with nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties.
Right.
The reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping.
Stroking that cat.
She bends in the bag. Smoking the whip out of traffic. Bougie, bougie, ratchet, freaking with daddy. Love when she calling me daddy.
She calling me daddy. Ha.
I said she goozy, ratchet, freaking but classy. I said she bougie, ratchet, freaking but classy.
Hey man, nah, I don't want Trigger Trey, man. We got to run that shit back, man. That shit
Trigger, let's go.
Bougie, ratchet, freaking but nasty. Twerking the mirror, no panties. She like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup fashion, best in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. Bougie, ratchet, freaking but nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties. She like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup fashion, best in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic.
She
bougie, ratchet, freaking but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. She got the long hair tattoo on her ass. She girl, can't let you pass.
Come
with beefing and posting no stress on the IG. Fuck around, get your ass beat. Put on another, no, you a little sexy hoe. Oops, I meant to say sexy little chick.
My bad.
I can't imagine you kissing my neck while you riding this bag. Man, you clap on my dick. I wanna lick it. I wanna see how you touch this big dick with my mouth on your titties.
Bitch, you
silly. I with the pussy in your flat. I'm coming like Sweet Dick Willie. Can I get some head? Make her come hard back to bed. Even go to the pussy in your flat. I'ma call her, I swear. Smoke your ass out like a chimney and make your ass fly like a jet. Nasty, classy, freaking and sassy. I see how it bounce from the front.
For
and
real.
You better say it your feelings. When I drop the dick, I'ma kick your ass out like a point.
Go
to this bed, you can talk to me later about how you fought up Miami and flip.
I'm
in the legs so back down and I'm stuffing this dick till I bust in your chest. Five, I'ma work to that side. We gon' power up, ain't no motherfucker rest. Down like a treadmill and bench press and that pussy with steel. With the third lap like a drill. Breaststroke in that water with gear. Club up, up at the back. Some more that's a six over here.
Bougie,
ratchet, freaking but nasty.
Talking the mirror, no panties.
Like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup fashion, bands in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. Bougie, ratchet, freaking but nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties. She like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup fashion, bands in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. I want her face down, ass up, back bend, standing up when I'm in it. She
want
to front from the back while she bouncing them cheeks. Got me stuck up like I'm a lieutenant. I know you a boss and that money gon' make you come. And that pussy ain't mine but it's rented.
I know.
I'ma crash out in that pussy like fuck a license. Not the black off the tinny.
Caught
on a surfboard in that water. If I drown deep I went out like a G. I want the face, I want a titty fuck. Till I gotta pull out of you chase.
We gonna pull
fight, we gon' up first 69, we gon' have us a race.
Maybe
run in the head, eat that nut like it's pain. Got torque on the 12, bitch, you getting replaced. Talking on half step it when it comes to this dick. Take my soul, beat the cake. And I'ma revive when I roll up this wood. Switch position, little engine that could. And I'm tapping out when I'm stroking that cat. I'ma sip that juice like it's chemical so good. If I pop the bean, I'ma go back to back till I'm masked out. Let me go, babe, I'm good.
Let me go.
She bougie, ratchet, freaking but
trigger.
Talking the mirror, no panties.
Show
like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup, she bends in the bed.
daddy.
Callin' me daddy.
Ratchet, freaking but nasty. Twerking that middle, no pants.
That right.
The reverend nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping.
Stroking that cat.
Fashion, best in the bitch. Smoking the whip out of traffic. Bougie, bougie, ratchet, freaking but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy.
She calling me daddy. Hi. Trigger.
Hey, that's how we like them too, man. I gotta check in with Felmo because we getting ready to get this started. Jerk King Silent Night, man. What's good, Jag the Official? Felmo, man. What's popping? You ready to get it in?
What, man? Run that. What it do,
man? Hey, look, we got 901 Trigger Trey live on the show. He ready to get it in. We ready to get it in, man. Everybody done pulled up and fell up, man. Big shout out, man, to Coma. Gotta say big shout out to Famo Coma, man, holding it down here. True, what y'all already know. Big shout out to my sis, too, man. Big shout out to my big little sis. She tuned in as well, man. Much love. Hey, it's going down. Famo Nation in the building. We got the 918 in the building. We got the 405 in the building. The 214 in the building. Hey, it's going down tonight, man. Famo, let's do it like
what
this.
What a dope.
Before we get started, man, what's the strand for the night, man? What's the strand for the night?
Man.
What we want to tell them about, man?
We got a few of them, man.
Say, okay, real quick, man, I know that, let's see, man. Hey, Golden Gold is going, man. That Black Plasma is going. That L.A. Kush Cake, man, that shit going. Garlic Runts, man, that shit going. Whew, Famo, man, that right there's some heat right there in that list.
Man, yeah. And then on top of that, you know, I got, man, I've been smoking on Grape Stein. I got some Pirate Pancakes. And some Gushers.
Man, if y'all get a chance, man, check out that motherfucking Jackie Moon, man. Y'all check out that Jackie Moon. That Jackie Moon going in. Shit, let's get it going, man. Let's bring on 901 Trigger Trey to the show right now, man, for the first time. Welcome to the show, man, right here on Chop On It Radio. 901 Trigger Trey, what's good with you, man?
Man, what's going on with you, man? I can't call it another day, man. It's just blessed to be here. Big salute to y'all for my
head. Straight like that.
Oh, yeah, man.
Real ones going to always plug in with real ones, man. Like I said, I seen your music, man. Seen you doing your thing. Had to reach out, man. That's what we do. Had to reach out to see if we can even get you on the show, man, so that us and our listeners can learn more about you, man, so they can start becoming fans of yours, too. Can you go ahead and let them know, man, where you calling in from?
I'm calling in from the L, man. I'm calling in from Memphis right now. 901, man. Shout out to the L, man.
Yeah, big shout out to Memphis, man, in the building.
Let's get it started, man.
Yeah, straight like that. Y'all know, man, land of the real, you did. Let's get it in, man. Mm-hmm. 901 Trigger Trey, man, with the music, man. I know you've been doing it for a while. You know what I mean? I know you've been doing your thing and jerking out there, man. Go ahead, man, let the people know just a little bit about your artist side, man, and some of the things you done already done.
Well, I mean, I think the best way to describe that is versatility. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just, for a long time, I always had that music, you know, that music on me. You know what I'm saying? I got family that work in the industry. I got folks, you know what I'm saying, that got talent, you know what I'm saying, around me and my family. So they kind of just, you know, growing up, being around hip-hop, R&B, being around different type of pop and rock. I mean, it's just everything, all of that played a part in why my music is the way it is today. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of, but you know, it's
straight
a lot
up
of Memphis on it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where I'm from. So, you know, that's the best way to put it, though. You know what I'm saying? Just straight versatility. You know what I'm saying? Even with my team, you know, shout out to my team, TML. Shout out to Jamaica. Shout out to R&R Management, TaylorMade La Famille. But shout out to Baby Joe, Mika Cash, you know, the artists that's around us, they versatile, you know. We got singers and
big
rappers that do conscious rap, you know.
Straight up.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
So,
we Yeah, yeah. Big shout out to all of them too, man. Much love to them as well, to the whole team, man. And I know that, like I said, I know you've been doing it, man. So who like in just overall music? I heard you speak on different genres too. Like who some of your greats out there, man? Even different genres too. It can be different genres. It ain't got to be just rap and hip hop.
I ain't even gonna lie, man. Like I'm still stuck in the '90s era. I'm still stuck on pop.
Come on, Mike. Let's get it.
And Jigga and AZ and Nas and goddamn Pimp and, you know what I'm saying, Pimp C, A-Y and JG, you know what I'm saying, Player Fly, Skinny Pimp. I'm still on that 90s shit, but, you know, with me still being young, I'm 28, you know what I'm saying, so I still know about this era that's going on today. I fuck with it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, yeah, my influences was mostly, you know, them 90s, you know what I'm saying? You know, I say the 80s and the 70s, too. From the, you know what I'm saying, the samples of, you know, the funk music and the, you know what I'm saying, the record hip hop,
yeah,
hip hop, you know what I'm saying, but
hell yeah,
you know, it's all blended in when you think of 901 Trick or Treat, you know what I'm saying, like it's all blended in. You got your Memphis, but you got a whole bunch of influence that come around, you know.
Right, straight up. Now I watched the video Friday, man. Like the vibe, man. Mm-hmm. Like what Friday was about. Like the topic of what you spoke on and how you rode the beat. And even the video, you know what I mean? How you was in the video, you and your partner, you know what I mean? Y'all just y'all energy in that video, it fit. It fit for what the song was, right, man. Let us know, man. Cause, hey, and also, y'all go check out the website, too, so y'all can go check out his video, Mr34.com, and you can go to YouTube and you can check out his videos and stuff as well, man. We encourage y'all to do that. We're going to make sure we put them up after the show. We're going to put them up on there, too. But, man, how was it when you did that video Friday, man? Because I like that video, man. It's a smooth video, but you eating that hoe, though.
Yeah, literally, you know what I'm saying, Friday kind of, you know, when you think about the movie Friday, you know what I'm saying, and you come from the conditions of a city like Memphis, it ain't really hard to kind of, you know what I'm saying, they really kind of living like us. It's just that the difference with Kelly is that it's a bunch of gang ties. Not saying Memphis ain't got them either, but it ain't organized gang like it is out there in Kelly, you know what I'm saying, so... But doing it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're doing the video, you know, it was really, you know, when I thought back when Ice Cube said on his, on an interview one time, he was like, shit, I kept seeing all these movies about the hoods and people dying and this, that, and the third. And I just felt like I wanted to show that one day where motherfuckers is really on some chill shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's just the angle that I took with it. You know what I'm saying? So I played Smokey. You know what I'm saying? I just kind of gave y'all a perspective from Smokey standpoint versus Creed. You know what I'm saying? And we just made we just had a good time on the set. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was smoking, chilling. I ain't let my ass come. I think I smoked some of the best gas from different varieties that day. Because literally, if y'all looking at that video, my eyes was on Ching Chong, man.
Yeah, man, you can tell. Hey, and I like even how you incorporated, man. You had the actor come through and play, and he was talking to you. And you was like, man, if you don't get your ass on out of here, just putting that off in there too, man. That's creativity as well.
Yeah, big salute to my baby brother, baby Joe, man. That's the baby brother. You know what I'm saying? He real.
Yeah, big salute
real,
to him.
Yeah, he funny as hell, you know. But he do music, so. I got a feeling that, you know what I'm saying, pretty soon he's going to be doing, ain't no telling what the hell that boy going to be doing. He might be doing comedy one minute, he might then hop back in on the mic, you know?
Straight up. Now, Jack the Official, man, Silent Night, he is a Femo Nation. He is Chop on the Radio, one of Chop on the Radio's owners as well, and head member of Femo Nation, man. Jack, man, I'm going to go ahead, man, let you ask a 901 Trigger Trey some questions. I know we've been gearing up for this tonight, man. We got him on. We supposed to get it in.
Man, I mean, shit, really just like when it comes to the music, man, I mean, like really, I mean, how do you see yourself? What I mean, just say 5 years, 3 years, like far as music, I mean, where do you see yourself at in the next few years?
I mean, you know, looking from where I'm at right now and, you know, what I came from, you know, this wasn't no easy
this wasn't no easy thing. And even right now, I ain't saying that I'm just big popping, but at the same time, I'm moving. So I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
and I'm moving
right.
faster than, and I'm moving fast, you know what I'm saying? Like, this rap shit,
yeah.
I understand what they mean that when they say this rap shit is a fast lane, you know what I'm saying? Because everything is just on go, especially when it comes to this era.
Okay.
So, you know, with me, I feel like years on, in 2-3 years, you know, 5 years, I feel like I'm going to be that boss that I thought I was going to always be, you know? Because, I mean, right now, the world see 901 Trick or Trey. You know, that the world just see 901 Trick or Trey. They don't really see the team for what it is, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm, you know, and it's
right.
all good, though, because they doubt people. You feel me?
Something.
This is what it is.
For sure. I could definitely feel that, man, because sometimes, you know, I go through that too, man. A lot of people don't understand. They see me out there, but it's Famo Nation behind me, man, and besides me, in front of me, you know, all that, man. So I could definitely feel that. And Jag, too, man. When it comes to, you know, that video that you did Friday, did you use the same person with Friday that you're going to use? I know you're shooting a video to that Ratchet, but classy, man. I know you're going to get
oh,
one.
Yeah, it's coming. Man, it's coming for sure. But in the meantime, until that video comes, you got the Ratchet, but classy public service announcement to the ladies out there. You know what I'm saying? You got the Ratchet, but classy challenge going on right now. I want to see, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see, basically, I want to see how everybody can flip their swag up, you know what I'm saying? Right now, you know, I've been
right.
getting, of course, you can twerk, you can have fun, whatever you do, but it's not that, but the competition ain't based on how good you twerk. It's about your appearance, your swag. Can you switch it up? Do you know how to be rich one day? Do you know how to be classy tomorrow? Do you know how to, you know what I'm saying, make it freaky in that big, you know? Everything just the fact of that title. It means something big, you feel what I'm saying? Because I feel like every woman got some type
right.
of all of those things blended in them, but it's just that one of them probably stick out more than the other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I agree with you. And ladies, man, that challenge, he got the challenge out right now. Make sure y'all jump on it, man. It's already been some people, some ladies that's been doing it, and they've been crushing it, man. They've been crushing it. Shouts out to all of them, too, man. Shouts out to the ones that did do the challenge already. They all killed it, man. I caught that video, and I know you posted some, too, and I seen some on IG as well.
Oh, yeah, man. Big salute to Toya, man. Big salute to Minigang. Big salute to, I got somebody, man. Somebody
yeah, they did that.
There's a couple of them
yeah,
did it, but,
they
you know,
did that.
You don't know, man. All the ladies, y'all come, you know what I'm saying, come support it. Ratchet the Classy Challenge, you know what I'm saying? Show your beauty. Show your swag, you know?
Straight up. And for everybody that just pulling in and falling in, don't worry, man. We're going to spin that thing again for y'all here in a few so y'all can hear it too. We got you. Y'all know how we do it over on Top on the Radio, man. We ain't going to leave y'all out, man. Now, on the working with the video on the Friday, man, and the recording, what studio did you work with? Who did you work with on that part of on the Friday?
Man, big salute to my homie, Quentin, you know what I'm saying? Then the homie Book. Because I did it out here in Memphis over here on, you know what I'm saying, a street called Mendenhall's little studio over here. And you know what I'm saying? I mean,
straight up.
The song had already been an idea, you know what I'm saying? I already wrote and really kind of processed. But I just came back one day and was like, you know what, let me sit down and let me really revamp this motherfucker and really do something with it. Because it may blow up and be big one day. So I called up the homie Q. Called up my homeboy, you know what I'm saying? They told me to come on through. I had the song knocked out because I already knew the words off top. So I went in there, knocked that motherfucker out. Man, I did that video. Shit. There you go, Friday. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was, you know, having fun with it. Everybody, you know, was ready to be their character. So this my first time ever orchestrating video ever in my life. So for y'all to really recognize that organization and that talent behind it, that's humbling, big brother.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, man, we peep it out, man. I know I sent it to the famos and like, hey, look, let's check it out. Here goes something that's working. That's what we try to do, man. We really try to sit down and really listen to what you're talking about in your music, you know what I mean, and really check out the videos or whatever material out there that we can. Because when we come on, man, we like being 100K. That's what we say, over 100K and no blower. So when we say that we repeat something, we want to really be able to stand behind that shit. And on that video, like I said, that whole vibe, man, that whole vibe, and hearing what you just said, that matches what I seen in the vibe that I got.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean,
what
you know,
said,
every,
man,
then,
on that
you know, everybody, yeah, then, you know, everybody around their family. So, you know, that vibe would, you know, this would make the vibe even more family-like and make it more fun, you know, because my brother, you know, shout out to my brother, Baby Joe, he played the dude you talk about, the one that played the crackhead. That was him, you know what I'm saying? Me and him growing up.
Yeah.
We had all our goofy moments together, so me and him can automatically bounce ideas off each other, you know what I'm saying? And then everybody else around
and
just associates.
That's good.
You know? Yeah, so, you know,
everybody
else was just family and friends, you know, people just came up, you know what I'm saying? And we all had our goofy moments with the family and friends, too, so really it was just like a big movie of slick real shit, but you know, I like to call it fictional non-fiction shit. You know what I'm saying? Real situation, fake shit.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I can dig it. I can so dig that, man. And that's key too, man. Having people around you that support you. You know what I mean? Willing to be involved in things and stuff like that. That's key too, man. That's key as well. Now, and I know what some of the work, man, that you have done, because I know you done some things outside of Memphis as well. You did. So what's some of the things, man, that you done outside of Memphis, man, on your journey?
Man, big salute to my home Shane, you know what I'm saying? Bobby Brown nephew. Big shout out to Boston, you know what I'm saying? I got to shout out them too, you know what I'm saying? That's where they from. But, they got me, you know what I'm saying? I ended up doing a little background acting, you know what I'm saying? Out there in Atlanta, I did a little background acting for the show called The Quad. I did one for Greenleaf. I majorly did the background acting for the Bobby Brown story, you know what I'm saying? And it's a couple more I did, but man, it was so many. It was 5 years ago. I couldn't remember every single one.
Yeah. But that experience,
you know,
I know that experience that you got in watching your videos, man, and watching the little things you post. You feel me? I can tell you got a humor side to you as well, man. And being in front of the camera and doing you, being who you are, being yourself, man, is that something that come naturally with you? Or is it, you know, a lot of people, it seem kind of awkward when they live or when they trying to be them, you know, it look like kind of scripted. Would you say, man, when people see you and they see you publicly on social media, YouTube and these type of things, TikTok and that stuff, where they see you, are they seeing 901 Trigger Trey?
Most definitely, you know what I'm saying? You know, 901 Trigger Trey, you know, outside of being a rapper, you know what I'm saying, he's a goofball. He's that hood nigga that everybody loves, you know what I'm saying? He that goddamn, you know what I'm saying? He got so many different varieties to him when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, certain shit. He's not just a straight-up rapper type of dude, you know what I'm saying? So when it comes to me, to 901 Trigger Trey, you might find yourself, you know what I'm saying? I'm unpredictable, and that's what I like to be. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the word to know what my next move going to be or how I'm going to be on this time and this time. Because if you know how I am, you can figure me out. And I don't want the word to figure me out.
Man, I can definitely figure you on that, man. That's how I am, man. Jack DeFisher, what you say, man? I don't think those bodies should be able to know exactly everything somebody else got going and be able to predict your next move, man. I don't think nobody should be able to do that.
Exactly. You know, because, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, you basically letting the left hand know what the right hand got. And, you know, that's a
straight
my
up.
Grandma used to tell me that. My grandma used to tell me that rule when I was
straight
a kid.
Up.
You know, don't let the left hand know what the right hand got. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. So, you know, when you get out here in life and you start meeting certain people, you start, you know, you start to use those tactics that you learned as a child. You're supposed to use them when you step outside and you get older. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody around me is friends. It's all love on this side.
That's what's up. There he is, man. Let's check in, man. I know one of the famos, man, Coma. Big shouts out to Coma. Much respect to Coma, man. He a real one, man. He been on, tuned in to the whole show, man, since the beginning as well. Let's check in with him. Coma, man, first off, what's good with you, famo? Appreciate you tuning in to the show, man. I know you be tuning in with us all the time, but appreciate your support.
Oh, yeah, famo, always.
Oh, okay. Straight up. Man, I know, Coma, man, let the people know, man, where you're calling in from, and then, man, give me your thoughts, because I know you heard that Ratchet but Classy song with 901 Trigger Trey, man. Give us your thoughts. We got him on live. Give us your thoughts on that, too, man.
Oh, yeah, that was most definitely jam. That was jam. Oh, I'm here in Bay City, Texas, just a little
south. Big salute, man.
Okay.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. So, Coma, say you rocking with it, Coma. You say you like it, then, huh? Like the
oh,
lyrics
yeah.
on it and the beat working on it?
Yeah. Everything all the way on point. On point, them boys flowing on that, too.
That's what's up, man.
That's a good solid production, bro. For real, something on.
Yeah, it's slapping, man. And he got some other tracks too. That like I said, that Friday as well. I was just speaking on that one because that's one of the other ones we put on the website, man. And that one too. That one go for me. You know what I'm talking about. I like that one too, man. Mm-hmm. And I can say this, man, because, you know, we got to keep it 100K. And I'm going to keep it 100K. You feel me? I watch different little YouTube shows and stuff, man. But I'm always on search to lock in and plug in with people. You feel me? And I don't go off of what nobody else say. We don't get, you know, I mean, y'all know how it go. We don't go off of what nobody else say. We do our own research, and we go look at people, you dig? And I believe, just like Famo Nation believe and Top on the Radio believe, when you see somebody that's high, you know what I mean, come across you, shit, reach out to them. That's how you're supposed to do, especially if you got a platform. That's how you get people to know these people, and that's how you get these people connected in, and new people can hear, you know, about who they is. And that was one of the things, man. I had seen 901 Trigger Trey on somebody else's show that I check in with and watch sometimes. And, you know, I see some people's whatever was saying, but I go do my own research. I'm like, damn, that nigga fire. I'm like, all right, I seen jerking it. And what I seen was his personality. Mm-hmm. And see, in this music game, man, in this entertainment game, y'all know we talk about this all the time. People will look at you certain way for a lot of things. But if you really look at a person for who the fuck they really is, and you will see like, oh, shit, cool ass pop. Man, damn, that nigga really got some bars. Then you be like, damn, okay, he been putting in work. So then, you know, for opposition in the platform we have, you got to reach out to them type people, man, because I see a lot of people that skip over talent all the time, man, instead of saluting that shit, man. So we hollered at him. I jumped at him, popped at him, man. Hey, he was a real one. He said, man, let's make it happen. So we kept our word to make it happen, man, to show him salute, man, show him that respect back.
Most definitely, man. And you know, that's why, you know, when it comes to that, that's really how to take, you know, when it comes to me, you know, you keep it real with me. You don't come to me no sideways, no disrespectful way. I ain't got no reason to disrespect you. But if you fuck with me,
there it is.
You're going to fuck with
me. That would let you have it, you hear me?
Straight up.
Straight up, man. Straight up.
And it ain't about being a gangster. It's not about none of that. It's about being a man, big bro. You know what I'm saying?
There it is. I agree with you, man. We say that all the time, man. It's about how you stand as a man, for real. Coma, man, we got you on. Come on, anything you want to ask Trigger Trey, man? You on there, Coma? Coma, might just feel back for a minute. Hold on a second, man. Let's go with Jag. You still on there with me, ain't you, Femo?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what would you thought about, Trigger, man? You thought about doing like acting in more skits?
Man,
showing more your humor side?
To be honest with you, yeah. You know what I'm saying? At one point, you know, I mean, I always come out sometime without me even trying, but I did a couple TikToks last night, and you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers really tuned in. They liked this. You know what I'm saying? I guess me showing that goofy side, that's what they like to see. So, hey, if y'all like it, I love it.
I got you. I can make you laugh all day.
Straight
I'm a
like
comedian,
that.
You know, outside of a rapper.
Yeah, man, and I can tell, man. I can tell, like I said, when I go do more research, we go do our research, we look, and I can tell you got that comedy side, that goofy side too, man, and that's why I ask, like, because that TikTok right now, you feel me, it's doing numbers for a lot of people, and it's spreading a lot of awareness. And with you having that side, a lot of people don't got that type of side. You feel me? They don't got that type of energy like that, man. They either gangster and they gangster all damn day long, and that's it. Even when they happy, they still gangster.
You
know what I mean? Like, they don't have that ability.
Can I keep it G with you? I'm going to tell you something, man.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Man, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. Like I said, bro, I ain't out here to try to talk about no hard shit and talk about nothing like that. But at the same time, man, I know gangsters personally. I know dudes that done all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But them dudes ain't waking up every day on no rah-rah shit. They some goofy motherfuckers they damn self. You know what I'm saying? So
straight up.
Everybody, that's why I say, you know what I'm saying, living life, it ain't even about being thugging or none of that. It's just about being a human being and being what you are. You know what I'm saying? These niggas out here, they goddamn the merc niggas, but probably a sit back and watch the Big Bang Theory or some shit. Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
And that's real. Yeah, because I watched the Big Bang Theory, too. Fuck y'all mean out there. Shit. Fucks with the Big
You'll
Bang Theory.
You'll be surprised.
Theory,
you know? Right. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you'll be surprised that with certain dudes that been outside, out here in them streets, sliding whatever the fuck they've been doing, you'll be surprised at what they like to do in their personal time. I know a dude personally, that nigga, I walked in the book, one time I'm at this nigga house, we high as hell, chilling and turned up and bitches everywhere and shit. I walk in the back of this nigga room, this nigga got a book in his hand, high as a motherfucker, smoking a backwood, reading.
Yeah, read, salute,
salute to my brother XO, man, I love you, nigga, but man, that man was sitting in the back, smoking a blunt, reading a book. I said, bro, what the hell you read? And he showed it to me. I'm like, okay. Because, I mean, I'm a kind of a bookworm, but I'm not a big, big bookworm.
Right.
But I'm a little woke on certain shit, you know?
That's good. That's good. And that's key, too, man. You got to. And that's what I was going to say, too, man. Outside of the entertainment, you feel me? I know. Outside of dealing with entertainment and music and stuff like that, man, I'm talking about when it comes to, like, you know what I mean, the government and them type of things, man. I know you done seen everything that's been going on with these viruses and stuff like that, man. What's your take on all that, man? What you think about all that that's going on with the COVID virus and all of this, man?
You know what? I'm going to be always here with you, big brother. Man,
let's go.
I'm scared to speak on anything that got to do with politics. These folks out here is crazy, thug. all I know is, man, look, it's sad with the COVID shit, but, you know, I don't know, man. It's some crazy shit going on out here. That's all I'm saying. I'll leave it at this.
Straight up, man. All right, straight up. Jag, what's good, Femo? Talk to me. Can we get ready to play that Ratchet but Clash for everybody that just pulled up with their late ass? We going to get them on.
Oh, yeah, we still rocking, Femo. Over watching this KC Bills game.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what's up, man. Yeah. Well, this is what we're going to do, Femo. We're going to go ahead, man, for everybody that pulled up, came in a little bit late, man. We're going to take a real quick break, man. We got 901 Trigger Trey on, man. Just ratchet but classy. Yeah. Make sure y'all go check him out, too, man, on YouTube, showing you some love. You did. We definitely going to have a song in heavy rotation right here on Talk on the Radio. So y'all tune in. Y'all can hear that. But we going to come right back, man. So go ahead. If you got fire up, man, twist up, pull up. You did, chill back. Whatever you got to do. Y'all came in late, man. So we got you, though. Let's get it.
Trigger. Let's go.
Ratchet, freaking but nasty. Twerking the mirror, no panties. She's like a reverend nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat with she cabbage. She in a makeup fashion, best in the baggy. Smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. Bougie, ratchet, freaking but nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties. She's like a reverend nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat with she cabbage. She in a makeup fashion, best in the baggy. Smoking the whip out of traffic.
She bad.
IG, fuck around, get your ass beat. Put on another, no, you a little sex hoe. Oops, I meant to say sexy little chick.
My bad.
I can imagine you kissing my neck while you riding this bag, man, you slap on my dick. I wanna lick it. I wanna see how you touch this big dick with my mouth on your titties. Bitch, you silly. I with the pussy in your flat, I'm coming like Sweet Dick Willie. Can I get some head? Make it come hard back to bed, even go to the pussy in your flat. I'ma call her, I swear. Smoke your ass out like a chimney and make your ass fly like a jet. Nasty, classy, freaking your sassy. I see how it bounce from the front.
For
and
real.
You better say it your feelings. When I drop the dick, I'ma kick your ass out like a point.
Out
of this bag, you can talk to me later about how you fly to Miami and flip.
Pumping
the legs up, back down, and I'm stuffing this dick till I bust in your chest.
Look at
five, I'ma work to that side. We gon' power up, ain't no motherfucker rest.
I'ma walk
down like a treadmill and bench press, and that pussy was still. With the third lap like a drill. Breaststroke in that water with gear. Club up, club at the back. Some more, that's a six over gear. Bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Talking the mirror, no pain. Like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup, fashion, best in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy.
Yeah.
Bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Twerking that mirror, no pain. Like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She
come
in the makeup, fashion, best in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. I want her face down, ass up, back bend, standing up when I'm in it. She wanna throw from the bag while she bouncing them cheeks. Got me stuck up like I'm a lieutenant. I know you a boss and that money gon' make you come. And that pussy ain't mine, but it's rented.
I know.
Yeah, I'ma crash out in that pussy like fuck a license. Knock the black off the tenant. I'm gonna surfboard in that water. If I drown deep, I went out like a G. I want the face, I want a titty fuck till I gotta pull out of you chain.
We gonna pull
fight, we gon' up first 69, we gon' have us a race.
Maybe run
in the head, eat that nut like it's pain. Got twerk on the 12, bitch, you getting replaced.
Bye-bye.
Talking no half-step, when it comes to this dick, take my soul, beat the cake.
Better
and I'ma revive when I roll up this wood. Switch position, little engine.
And
I'm tapping out when I'm stroking that cat. I'ma sip that juice like it's Campbell's so good.
If I
pop the bean, I'ma go back to back till I'm masked out. Let me go, babe, I'm good.
Let me go.
Bougie, ratchet, freaky, but
trigger.
Talking the mirror, no panties.
Come
like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup,
trigger.
Bands in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaky, but classy. Love when she calling me daddy.
Calling me daddy.
Bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties.
That right.
The reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping.
Stroking that cat.
Fashion, bands in the bag. Smoking the whip out of traffic. Bougie, bougie, ratchet, freaky, but classy. Love when she calling me daddy.
She calling me daddy. Hi. Trigger.
I said she bougie, ratchet, freaky, but classy. I said she bougie, ratchet, freaky, but classy.
Yeah, right here on top on the radio, man. Let's bring 901 Trigger Trey back on. Gotta bring Jag the Official back on, man. Man, let me check in with my big lyricist, man. Let me check in with my big lyricist, see how she's feeling that. Roddy, rah, rah. Sis, what's going on? I love you. Hey, what you think about that 901 Trigger Trey, that ratchet but classy? I know you be jamming all kind of shit, smashing down the road. So what you think about that?
Man, that's just the role in the challenger. You know, that's going to get played in the challenger. No.
Ooh, straight like that. Yeah.
You know that's getting in the challenge and I'm hitting the highway on that because you know that bougie classy ratchet. Got it.
Yeah.
Got him.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
I love
that's
it.
My bitches. Yeah, buddy. That's what's up. Hey, she ain't lying too. She be smashing in the challenger. She ain't bullshit.
Man,
We're gonna put bougie classy in this motherfucker and ride the city in the motherfucker middle of the night blowing.
They're right.
Straight like that.
They're right.
Straight
on
like
a
that.
Friday. Look, and we on a Friday. We gonna be on a Friday after that. We gonna be on a Friday
that's right.
too.
That's right. I love you.
That's
what it do. I'm gonna be on all these motherfuckers, just rolling around the motherfucker like I do. Make sure you bring your girlfriends with you. I want to see a video of you turned up with your girlfriend. We got the girlfriend. Say no more,
oh, yeah.
man. Like
oh, yeah. We got to get her to do the challenge.
Yes, yes. Ratchet but classy challenge, man. Let me see how you swag.
I'm going to plug it.
I'm going to plug it in the inbox, Robert.
We're going to get it in. Yeah, man. We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. Sis, appreciate you. I'm going to put you back on mute,
too. Vanessa Bastion. But anyway, that's another That's another topic.
Oh, no. That's what we talking about. We gonna plug in with her because we're going to get her to do the challenge. We're going to see if we can get her to do the challenge.
Well, yeah.
Straight like that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, good music for good people. You know, good music. Thank you for the good music for good people. I can appreciate it because, you know what, me and my homeboys, we sit down and talk, and it's like, every hood may be different, but every hood got the same motherfucking scenarios, just different people. And sometimes the shit don't come out all the way the same, but it's the same shit going on in every motherfucking hood around this motherfucker. It don't matter if you a pimp and you got some broke hoes, you a motherfucking pimp. If you a motherfucking do this and you trying to make it, every hood got the same shit, and every hood got good people in it with good music.
That's right.
The world is
a hustle. You see me? The world is a hustle.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it.
The world is, to be honest with you, the world is the hood.
Man, straight like that. I can feel that. I mean, appreciate you. I'm going to put you back on me. I love you, okay?
I appreciate the love, brother.
Straight up. Straight up, Tuss in the building, man. Big shout out to Tuss, Oklahoma as well. Yeah, man. So, and then let me ask you a question, man. Are you open, if they want to, like, do features with you, you know what I mean? I know you kind of private on some things, and you should be as well. You dig, but are you open with, say, are you open to, like, doing features with different artists and working with different producers and those type of things?
Most definitely. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to be honest with you, you know, I look at it like this, man. Folks may look at me like, okay, man, I got a chance to do it somewhere. Now I don't want Sugar Trey and Blase Blase, you know what I'm saying? And the same way they're looking at me like this, I'm looking at them like, damn, I get a chance to work with this dude, and he got some dope shit. You know what I'm saying? So just like you can help me, I can help you. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm in my lane, and I hog it.
There it is. That's what you're supposed to be. That's how you're supposed to be, for real. Jag the Official, man, what you think? Because I know Jag the Official, he, man, producer as well, man, as artist too, man, with that far NYL Dallas on the team, producer as well, Mystic Exclusive producer as well. Jag the Official, you on there some more?
Yeah.
I know he's – okay, what you thinking, man, on production, man? We got to get you – and 901 Trigger Trey plugged up, man, in the inbox behind the scene, man.
Most diff.
You know me, man. You know, I stay making music, bro.
Already.
That's something I do on the daily.
I'm going to keep 100K with you. From what I heard from 901 Trigger Trey, too, man. And what I know from like, say, Famo, man, Jag the Official, Sound of Night, it is, and that's what it's about, man, linking in with key people, you know what I mean, that is working and jerking, doing their thing, but on that same, you know, level, pushing forward, talent there, everything there. And with Jag the Official and Mr. Exclusive, man, and my Famo, them suckers, them, just not because they my people, but the work speaks for itself, man. But you talking about making hot music. You talk about making an impact in the music game, opening eyes. You did catching awareness. You know what I'm talking about? Breaking into different markets. You know what I mean? Gaining new people, man, new fans. And none of that shit is negative. You know what I'm talking about? All with a positive energy, with a positive outlook, man. Not twisted with none of the negative shit. Just that right there, that's a game. It's a game, man, because music is universal. And like Sis said, man, a lot of things that you talk about your music, it's people right here where we from, man. We broadcast live from Muskogee, Oklahoma, Wichita, Kansas, and Dallas, Texas, too.
Okay,
you feel me? So, and Tulsa, got to say Tulsa, Oklahoma, too, man. That's where Famo at, too. So, you know what I mean? It's people here that'll rock with that. You know what I mean? Turning on. We done played it in the dispensary. You dig? Folks rocking with it, man. They come in. Ain't nobody said, hey, turn that shit off. You dig? Like, nobody said that. So a lot of times people got like, that's why I said, when you sit down and really listen to people's lyrics, you really listen to the production, you really listen to what they speaking about, and you really pay attention, when it comes to the music and it comes to that and the artistry behind it, that's what you focus on. And you can see that, you can, like I said, my sister said, man, good music for good people, man. That's real. That's just being 100K. A lot of people say certain shit because they go off of what other people say.
I'm going to tell you something.
That shit slapping.
Man, look, I'm going to tell you something, big brother. This is one thing that I always learn. I learned this just from maybe my daddy. Maybe my big salute to my daddy, Ronnie T, man. I love you, man, because he corrupted me with that hip-hop shit growing up. You know what I'm saying? But
salute to him.
One thing that I always learned is that most of the time, your greatest music comes from that spur of the moment.
I feel that. I can feel it.
You, like, I'm going to tell you like this. Like, say, for example, whatever emotion you feeling, whether you're pissed off, whether you're happy, whatever the case may be, when you're making dope music, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you're putting your energy and your soul into that song. When it come out and everybody hear it, you can say it's so real that the real niggas going to feel you. You know what I'm saying? And just based off of that, you got to understand how that, what that shit do for a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to me,
right.
I got, you know, my music is my diary. You know what I'm saying? You know, I talk about some sad shit. I talk about some losses because, you know, I don't want the world to just look at me as a twerk song rapper because that ain't just me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I got, there's some things in my life that I'd have been through that the world had. If I didn't have made a goddamn story on my life, it'd be a couple tears shed in the goddamn movie. Straight up. So, but it ain't. But I ain't here to get sympathy for that shit, man. Bro, weak mind. Come on, man. I'm from Memphis, man. It ain't no sympathy in my city. You folks don't give a fuck. Goddamn,
yeah.
You got to keep on pushing. And it's just like any other hood,
keep
any
on
other
pushing.
City. That's just a move. Yeah.
Yep.
So,
you right.
It's just what it is.
You right. And big shout out too, man. We got it's been a couple numbers, man. It's been online since we first came on air and been rocking on there. One of them also is 65492, man. Let's check in with 6549. 6549, last four digits. Who we got? You on there with us, last 46549.
It's your brother, Tim.
What's good?
What's
good
up
with
you,
got it?
Hey, man, just hit my head. Listen to my brother, seeing what you got going on.
Hey, look, man, you know you like James Bond and shit, man. You got like 20 different numbers, man. You know what I'm talking about? So I can't say your real name on there and shit, man. So I didn't know who the hell you were, bro. Your
man,
head got more numbers than anybody I know.
Hey, you got this. Hey,
what's good with you, though, bro?
Up, my nigga. Hey, man, just trying to stay real,
know,
man.
You know I know.
Stay away from these fake niggas and keep it real 100 always, man.
Shit, you already know how we move, bro. Straight like that. Hey, for everybody tuning in,
straight
man,
like
you know
that.
Me and bro was in them trenches. Yeah, man, me and bro was in them trenches. You're like in them trenches together, deep. You big, man. So a lot of things folk don't know because, you know, everybody moves like not Trigger Trey said, man. You know, every hood, you got things that go on in the same hood. Might be different aspects, the same place. Hey, man, bro was in them trenches. You dig? And that's why, man, I appreciate you, bro, for tuning in as well. You a real one. What you think about that song? What you think about that song, man, that Ratchet But Classy, man? You banging?
Hey, man,
you jerking
like
with
it? Man, hey, yeah, I need to bang that. I need to put that in the truck. I just put some competition tins in the truck. I need to put that in there and see what that sounds like in there, man.
Straight like that, man. Straight like that.
Hey, that thing going to be whammy, man. I be in my whip with that motherfucker. With my goddamn whip. It's going to be stupid, man.
Hey, I'm going to have to go ahead and get that on my radio, my nigga, and pump that for you. It's down here in Fayetteville, goddamn. You know how we do it.
Man, big salute to Fayetteville, man. I love it, man. Y'all keep showing love.
Hey, and you know what? Trigger Trey, man, you got, bro, really got to be feeling that shit, man, because bro don't ever tell nobody where the hell he at, man. So, I didn't even know bro was in Fayetteville. You see what I'm saying? Man. This nigga got a Florida, no man, in Fayetteville, man.
Sometimes when a real nigga in their presence, man, hey, when shit come out, dog. You know,
straight
hey,
up.
You can't talk real, man.
Hey, man, that's real, man. That's real. Mm-hmm. I really, yeah. Bro, man, appreciate you, man, tuning in, man. Anything you want to say, bro?
Nah, man, you know, I was just checking in with my little bro, make sure you was good, man. You know, we don't talk all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know where I'm at, nigga. I don't give a damn. You know, I'll be there. Just holler for me, man.
You already know what it is, bro. That's for life, man. You already know. Appreciate you, bro. Love, for real.
All right, nigga,
yeah,
I love you, bro.
Don't go to sleep either, nigga. Yeah, I love you. I'm going to put you on music. Don't fall asleep either, nigga. hey, look, you know, sis was just on her, too.
Yeah, I just heard her with a little funny look. Yeah. I love her, too.
It's straight up, man. All right, bro, that's what's happening, man. So, man, through the trade, man, there, you know what I mean, few people, man, rocking with it, man. I know it's a lot of other people probably want to get on, too, but... You know, I know you're busy, man. I know you're doing your thing and making your moves as well, man. Anything that you want to tell the people that you feel like they don't know when they need to come, that they don't know, but when they come check you out, check your music out, and check the artistry and the things that you do, what would you tell them, man, to really look for?
Look for the versatility. Look for your emotions. Look for whatever fits your emotions and turn that beat to. I don't care what it is. If you feel like you want to be a freaky little bit, hey, turn that motherfucker up. If you want to throw it back, then, hey, throw that bitch back. If you want to be Friday, man, fire your dope up and do Friday. You feeling this song tonight with me and Mika Cash? Goddamn, go, hey, get you some dope. Go kick it with your family. Turn the fuck up. If you goddamn feeling that survivor's guilt, you know what I'm saying? You done been through some shit, and you done lost a lot, and now you still feeling the day, but you feel that guilt from, you know what I'm saying, some folks that you lost back in the day. You feel like, you know what I'm saying, go bump that survivor's guilt.
Right.
You feel like you got that energy on you. You feel like you want to get out so element about some shit, go bump that PSADOA. Man, all my music is for any emotion. Happy, sad, turned up. Man, whatever you feel, you go through your music. And, man, if it makes you feel good, turn that bitch up. That's all I like. And I'm going to keep on
straight like that, man. And on your YouTube, man, tell them, man, your YouTube name, man, so they can make sure they go check you out and subscribe to your YouTube. Make sure y'all hit that bell, too, man, so y'all know when he drops his content.
Oh, man, as simple as it can get, man. You've been saying my name, man. Hey, you've been saying my name perfectly. But 901 Sugar Trey, y'all put it all together. No space. When they get out, because I've been noticing it out here in the YouTube, when they've been putting my name up, they been putting these spaces in my name. No. You looking for 901 Sugar Trey, put that bitch together. Just straight like this.
It's put it all together. There it is.
Yeah, all my music on all platforms, you know what I'm saying? Ratchet the Class, it's on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. It's on Snapchat. It's on TikTok. So everybody that want to do the Ratchet the Class challenge, the song on there, you just go look up 901 Sugar Trey. Ratchet with Clancy, you know what I'm saying? When you follow me, 901 Sugar Trey. You're going to see a couple of other folks doing the challenges on my page. Big salute to Latoya. Big salute to my homegirl, Minnie.
Big salute.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm, you know, hey, anybody, like I said, man, y'all just keep on listening. You know what I'm saying? As long as y'all love me, I'm not going to stop. Straight up. I know what I'm love.
Straight up. There it is. That's what up, man. Hey, that ain't nothing but real talk right there. But I gotta ask you before we get out of here, man. I gotta ask you too, cause that one with Foreign Freckles, the last call, man, with Foreign Freckles. Tell me just a little bit about that, man, and working with Foreign Freckles.
Man, big salute to Foreign Freckles, man. Y'all go follow her on Instagram, the official Foreign Freckles. You know what I'm saying? The official Foreign Freckles. Y'all go follow Snapchat. Foreign Freckles, but, you know, we had, you know what I'm saying, we had her, just like my sister, you know what I'm saying, and she do music, she sings,
okay.
She rap, you know what I'm saying, she was doing the background acting with me too, you know what I'm saying, so a lot of stuff that we were doing, you know, hey, we, you know what I'm saying, we just grew that bone when we first met each other, just based off the music, and me and her, we both Leos, you know what I'm saying, so we just get off that brother,
yeah.
Tip, brother.
And then the music just made us go stupid. So, you know what I'm saying? Last call was a we were sitting back one day, you know what I'm saying? I had three songs and two of them already and all of them out right now. But I had three songs in mind that I was thinking about doing. You know what I'm saying? And I was sitting back, I was like, man, see me, I like beats. But at the same time, I'm gonna make
to
sure
the parts though and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and like I got a
okay,
me, I got a jam. I got a major love for New Orleans, Louisiana. I used to go out there and, you know what I'm saying, turn up.
Big shout out.
You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Baton Rouge,
okay.
Big shout out to Louisiana, you know what I'm saying? But I love their culture. I love their beat. So I was just like, man, me and Fred was in the studio, and I just was like, man, bro, I need something like it. I need one of them New Orleans guys. I want females to, when they twerk, I want them to just goddamn be twerking so much that they just can't. They start sweating while they're doing this shit. But
yeah,
it's not even just about the, you know, just about the twerking part. When I said last call for them boss be super freaky, booty jiggle, but that ass twist. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Basically, I made this song for them females, the independent women out there. You know what I'm saying? Every female is classy don't mean that you don't know how to throw ass. You know what I'm saying? So I did this for y'all, you know what I'm saying? The women out there that's bossed up, hustling every day, doing everything they got to do to survive, you know what I'm saying? Whatever y'all doing out there, legally or illegally, it ain't my business. Get your money. Fuck the bullshit. Get that money, bro. We ain't mad at this
shit. Straight like that, man. You can't say it no better than that. Jack, the official, man, anything you want to say to 901 Trigger Trey?
Man, salute, promo, man. Shout out. Appreciate you coming on Chop On It, man. Hey, look, man, just chilling, man. Chopping it up with us, hanging out with us, man.
Man, please believe me, I'll be back. I'll be back. I will be back. I love
you. Oh, yeah.
Here. I love you. Man, I ain't hearing no negativity. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you before, man, I go where I'm loved, bitch. Not where I'm hated. So as long as y'all love me, I'm good.
There it is.
Everything y'all love, straight up.
Straight up, man. How we is, man. Once we plug in, man, we're going to always plug in with you. So we'll stay, you know, we're going to keep following you. We're going to keep supporting you. And definitely, man, anytime you want to pull up, you can pull up, man. And if not, we'll make sure we're going to reach out to you, man, and get you back on the show as well, man. I appreciate you. I'm going to get in your inbox, man, because there's some more things, man, I'm going to talk with you about too, though.
Well, Ziff, we're going to let Ziff chop it up, man. Big salute to everybody showing love, man. Big salute to my city members. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, like I said, y'all looking for my Instagram. It's LitG_901. My bad, I'm out of here, y'all. But it's LitG_901. If y'all looking for me on Facebook, it's Trigger Trey. Y'all looking for me on Snapchat, 901 Trigger Trey. Y'all looking for my music on all these platforms, 901 Trigger Trey, no spaces. Put that bitch together, man. Straight up. Shout out to my team. Put it together. Yeah, big salute to Jamaica. Big salute to my team. Big salute to goddamn. Y'all be looking out for the artists coming out soon. So, you know, and we're going to leave it at that, bro.
Straight like that, man. Y'all already know, man. So before you ride out of here, y'all know how we do it. Y'all know how we feel about breaking music, especially when it's on your platform and you get it even for the first time, man. Playing that shit once, out of there. Playing that shit twice, out of there. You dig? We already know how you really supposed to break music. We know this shit. So if your ass ain't really breaking that shit with your platform, tell them, man, stop playing with the boy. Hey, right here, 901 Trigger Trey. Y'all already know this, that ratchet, but classy. We're going to let him ride out to his own shit. Let's go.
Trigger, let's go. Bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Twerking the mirror, no panties. She's like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup fashion, best in the peggy. Smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. Bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties. She's like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup fashion, best in the bag. You smoking the whip out of train. She bad, bougie, bad, freaky, but classy. Love when she calling me daddy. She got the long hair tattoo on her ass. She, girl, I can't let you pass. I ain't with beefing and posting no stress on the IG. Fuck around, get your ass beat. Put on another, no.
know you a little sexy hoe. Oops, I meant to say sexy little chick.
My bad.
I can imagine you kissing my neck while you riding this bag. Man, you clap on my dick. I wanna lick it. I wanna see how you touch this big dick with my mouth on your titties.
Bitch,
you silly. I with the pussy in your flat. I'm coming like Sweet Dick Willie. Can I get some head? Make it come hard back to bed. Even go to the pussy in your flat. I'm a cop. I swear. Smoke your ass out like a chimney and make your ass fly like a jet. Nasty, classy, freaking and sassy. I see how it bounce from the front. And you better say it your feelings. When I drop the dick, I'ma kick your ass out like a point. Out of this bag, you can talk to me later about how you fly to Miami and flip. I'm in the legs so back down and I'm stuffing this dick till I bust in your chest. Five, I'ma work to that side. We gon' power up, ain't no motherfucker rest. I'ma walk down like a treadmill and bench press. And that pussy was still. With the third lap like a drill. Breaststroke in that water with gear. Club up, club at the back. Some more, that's a six over gear. Bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Twerk in the mirror, no panties. Like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup, fashion, best in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. Bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties. She like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup, fashion, best in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. I want her face down, ass up, back bend, standing up when I'm in it. She wanna throw from the bag while she bouncing them cheeks. Got me stuck up like I'm a lieutenant. I know you a boss and that money gon' make you come. Man, that pussy ain't mine, but it's rented.
I know.
I'ma crash out in that pussy like fuck a license. Not the black off the tinny. I'm gonna surfboard in that water. If I drown deep, I went out like a G. I want the face, I want a titty fuck till I gotta pull out of you chain.
We gonna pull
fight, we gon' up first 69, we gon' have us a race.
Maybe run
my head, eat that nut like it's pain. Got twerk on the 12, bitch, you getting replaced.
Bye-bye.
Talking on half step, when it comes to this dick, take my soul, beat the cake. And I'ma revive when I roll up this wood. Switch positions, little engine. And I'm tapping out when I'm stroking that cat. I'ma sip that juice like it's Camel so good. If I pop the bean, I'ma go back to back till I'm masked out. Let me go, babe, I'm good.
Let me go.
She bougie, ratchet, freaky, but
trigger.
Twerking the mirror, no panties.
Come
like a reppin', nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup, she bends in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. Ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties.
Right.
The reppin', nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping.
Stroking that cat.
Smoking the whip out of traffic. Bougie, bougie, ratchet, freaky, but tasty. Love when she calling me daddy.
She calling me daddy. Hi. Trigger. I said she goozy, ratchet, freaky, but classy. I said she bougie, ratchet, freaky, but classy.
Easy
nothing come easy. I get it all on my own.
All on my own.
That shit I was born to be on. Nothing come easy. I didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
Sometimes
I gotta pour a little lean in my cup, twist up, and take a couple shots to get fucked up. But the things I've been dealing with lately is enough to drive some people crazy. It's still amazing, even in the face of defeat, I managed to rise to my feet. Though born to lose, see I was raised to win. So why is you trying to compete? They plotted my fall and all that I've been through. But my family was praying I pulled through. And yeah, I did it going in like it's crunch time. That's why you can't stop mine. Had to cut a few ties and take a few losses. Didn't give up, but learned to move cautious. Bitches be fake and niggas be false. You gotta look eight. Now all of them soft. You nigga, I got to have mine. But it's been time, so I press grind. Turning up the heat, burning up the street like it's summertime. I'm so cold that I freeze time. I ain't take none, like 50 cents, but I take nine. I cook now, when I flip mine, I'ma get rich, I'ma die trying.
Nothing come easy, I get it all on my own.
All on my own.
That shit I was born to be on.
Born to be on.
Nothing come easy, I didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
Nothing come easy, hard to go broke. From the bottom world ain't no joke. No man of the house, so my mom's had to play both roles. Cooker than the ad coke, so it is what it is. Can't say it didn't hurt. Now I'm out here in these streets with the work. Cause I was born here and I'm on my way to a cell. From out here trying to get it out the mud. In these streets ain't no love and no honor. Put that on my mama, I stay with the llama. If niggas won't drive my mission, this time it's crossed me. And I promise you gon' make me turn into Osama. Cause I'm a beast like a beast when it's time to eat. And a damn thing free when you in the streets. You niggas be screaming about you got the gas. But moving too slow so your ass get past. I'm working it, putting it overtime. Running full speed as I'm taking the lead. Passing you lanes in overdrive. Cause I've been at this shit right here all my life. Keep that Trojan man for protection. Smith & Wesson when I'm flexing. You don't really want me to show up or show out. Cause it ain't gonna be no contesting.
I get it all on my own.
All on my own.
That shit I was born to be on.
Born to be on.
Nothing come
streets. For the streets. Survival made the hustle in me. Nothing come easy. I get it all on my own.
All on my
ain't
own.
That shit I was born to be on.
Born to be on.
Nothing come easy. I didn't ask for the streets.
For the
survival street. Made the hustle in me.
Hold on, man. We got the man himself, right? The man himself, the Coco Red owner, man. The Coco Red owner. We got the man himself. Y'all been seeing it. You know, like I told Buddy, Coco Red on me. Make him hate on me. Y'all been seeing it, right? Man, we got the owner himself on the line, man. Straight like
only
that.
Only certain brand and the founder of Coco Red. Coco Red on the clothing line. And I'm a proud sponsor of Chop on the Radio. Please stay tuned in for all your necessary needs of your Coco Red phone.
DJ Rumbo on the track, baby. Two lanes change the night train the brand. Know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up. Smoke some.
Wait a minute. Yeah. We smoking live.
We did it. Two lanes a night train, man. We blowing up the spinach. Your girl get them, did it. So I hit it and I quit it, man. That whole pussy tight like my tissue brain is fitted. I get them all wet like my flow when I spit it. Be the lights, so something. Now I'm rolling, corner bending, and the winners were the syndicate of smoke. And we're sipping on the thick purple link with a voice switch town. But I'm repping D-Town, Oak Cliff, to be specific. Killer noise in Hampton, Keystone, Pope. So don't clown or get it twisted. Or get your name went down on the hit list. I promise and I guarantee you my hitters don't miss. And if I heard you right, you talking that shit. You starting to diss. But wait a minute, if you can't stand the heat, then get the fuck up out. The kitchen player, don't start what you can't finish. Motherfucker, quit your bitchin' if you wanna scratch, cause you got a niche. But you ain't stopping me from my mission, so you can keep on wishing that you should listen. If and pay attention or you gon' miss it. Oh, and just in case I fail to mention, it's 19 after 4 o'clock on my watch. Hey, this so wait a minute.
Hold up.
Like the homie Pimp C say, smoke some, bitch.
Wait a minute, yeah. We smoking live.
Oh, man. Let me bring Jack the Official Dirt Key Silent Night back on. We got to check in. Everybody been seeing Femo Jack. Everybody been seeing the Coco Red around this way. He did. Everybody been asking. Everybody been rocking with it. Coco Red been turning heads, man. We got to bring the man himself on and let him tell them who they need to contact and where they can contact to get them some Coco Red. What you thinking, man? This right here, check that. This is the man. We got him for a little bit of time. So we got to utilize it, man. This the man. What you think, Femo? Let's get it. Night Train the brand. Femo, Coco Red owner. Brand gang in the building. What's good, man?
Stop playing. Told you, Night Train the brand gang. By all the good boys. Muddy situation. We here winning just like that. Coco Red on me. Make them hate on me. Coco Red turn head. What's good, man? Hey. Big shout out to my boys, man, Jacksonville Official, YL Dallas, Mr. Hey, man, them boys out there in Muskogee acting a donkey, Muskogee, tough over home in that Coco Red. Y'all been seeing it, man. We here winning just like that. Stop playing with us, man. Top on the radio, bitch. We here winning just like that, huh? What they know about that shit, man? Nothing. Nothing, man. Hey, shit real muddy. Muddy. Hey, man, muddy. I appreciate y'all, man. Muddy. I know y'all gonna do that on me, man.
I know
y'all gonna do that, bro. Come on, man. Y'all boy got me.
What you
done
cheating? What you gonna do?
I mean, I knew it was gonna be some real retarded and fully woolly, but God dang. Y'all just funk it on me. I say,
man,
boy got me smiling earlier around these hoes.
Hey, look, we all
like we know trainer. Hey, a double cup ain't a double cup if it ain't muddy, man. We had a triple
man.
Cup. We had to make
we
it.
We out here jerking on these hoes, nigga, man. Jerking Holly, fully wooing around this bitch. Hey, I'm telling them too, bro. Y'all let them know, man. Them hoes is my motherfucking. Press stone, bro. I'm gonna keep it warm, nigga. Ain't that?
Oh yeah. So they, hey, look, they good and thick.
Yeah, good.
They good
and thick.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna put my order in. I need a black and gold, Famo. I need a black.
I got
gold
you,
here,
bro.
Anything black, man, I gotta get some black, like black, purple, black and silver, all black. It don't matter.
I'm gonna tell you this too, I ain't even no Dallas fan, man. You can send me a blue and gray when I wear that motherfucker.
Yeah, hey, I know y'all seen that. Jack, I got the family. Yeah, I appreciate y'all boys, man. Y'all act the fool, man. I want everybody to know, man, when you buy that bitch, you officially become a Coco Red model like my nigga Jack, like my nigga Soldier, like my nigga YL, like myself, like Lane Boy, like Taylor Boy, like Lil Rick, like Jerry out there in Mount Pleasant, like my nigga Barry out there and goddamn me, where that boy just got that bitch from? Man, I think that boy out there in goddamn me, Florida, somewhere in Florida. Man, big shout out, man, y'all boys creating this movement for me, man. I appreciate y'all, man. What's going down, man? Hey, the playlist jerking, bro. Quit playing.
Man, look, we just got through shout out 901 Trick or Trade, man. We just had 901 Trick or Trade on the show. You did. And like I said, man, you know, we keep it 100K. And I didn't know about 901 Trick or Trade until I seen him on somebody else's show that I tap in with. You know, we be doing our due diligence, doing our research.
Yeah,
so I seen him on another person's show, man. And you know what I mean? Not going into too many details, but a lot of people kind of throwing salt on him, man. And I'm like, shit, let me go check him out. My damn self.
So I go check him out. I'm like, ah, man, he's jerking. He's doing his thing, man. He really, you know, good guy, cool cat, made some moves, did some investments. You know what I mean? Like, shit, he been doing his thing. Like I said, man, he done did some background
acting, yeah.
Extras, yeah. He was doing some extras, bro. Yeah, man, he been in some movies, so he been in some extras and some movies and stuff. So, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's some cool shit. And the thing about it, when we plugged in with him, it was all love, all respect. You feel me? Nothing negative, man. Everything was positive. Everything was cool. And we, you know what I mean? Made it happen. Salute out to him, man. That boy real.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about. Shit, ain't nothing wrong with any time they come to chop on the radio, you know how we do it, so just come on,
man.
Yeah, you already know. Hey,
big shout out
man,
to
I miss this shit. Did you play some of his music?
Yeah, you played some of his music.
Yeah, let me hear some, bro. Let me hear that nigga. Where he from, bro?
He from Memphis.
He from Memphis?
Yeah, man, you know 1991 was the year, 901 was the area code.
Straight up.
Like A-Ball and MJG now.
Oh, yeah, man. Play that part, man. Even though I don't fuck with Memphis Barbecue because Texas is the best.
You know what? He said he coming back on. Man. I'm going to have to get you on and him on. And y'all had that conversation because, you know,
let me hear this nigga shit, bro.
Man, let's get it right here, man. I don't want
come
you to
on,
trade that.
Come on,
bro.
Let a nigga hear this shit, famo.
Let's get it right now. Let's go.
Trigger. Let's go. Ratchet, freaking, but nasty. Twerking the mirror, no panties. She's like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in a makeup fashion, best in a baggy. Smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking, but nasty. Look what she calling me daddy. Bougie, ratchet, freaking, but nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties. She's like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in a makeup fashion, best in a baggy. Smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking, but nasty. Look what she calling me daddy. She got the long hair tattoo on her ass. She, girl, I can't let you pass. With beef and then posting no stress on the IG. Fuck around, get your ass beat. Put on another, no, you a little sexy hoe. Oops, I meant to say sexy little chick. I can imagine you kissing my neck while you riding this bag. Man, you clap on my dick. I wanna lick it. I wanna see how you touch this big dick with my mouth on your titties. Bitch, you silly. I with the pussy in your fed. I'm coming like Sweet Dick Willie. Can I get some head? Make her come hard back to bed. Even go to the pussy in your fed. I'm a cop, I swear. Smoke your ass out like a chimney and make your ass fly like a jet. Sassy, freaking your sassy, I see how it bounce from the front. And you better say it your feelings. When I drop the dick, I'ma kick your ass out like a punt. Go to this bed, you can talk to me later about how you fly to Miami and flip. I'm in the legs so back down and I'm stuffing this dick till I bust in your chest. Five, I'ma work to that side, we gon' power up, ain't no motherfucker resting. Down like a treadmill and bench press, and that pussy was still. With the third lap like a drill, breaststroke in that water with gear. Club up, up at the back and shoot some more, that's a six over gear. Ratchet, freaking, but nasty. Twerking the mirror, no panties. Like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup fashion, best in the baggy. Smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking, but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. Bougie, ratchet, freaking, but nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties. She like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup fashion, best in the baggy. Smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking, but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. I want her face down, ass up, back bend, standing up when I'm in it. When I throw from the bag while she bouncing them cheeks. Got me stuck up like I'm a lieutenant. I know you a boss and that money gon' make you come. And that pussy ain't mine but it's rented. I'ma crash out in that pussy like fuck a license. Not the black off the tinny. I'm on a surfboard in that water. If I drown deep I went out like a G. I want the face, I want a titty fuck. Till I gotta pull out of you chain. We gonna pull fight, we gon' up first 69, we gon' have us a race. Maybe run in the head, eat that nut like it's pain. Got torque on the 12, bitch you getting replaced. Talking on half step it when it comes to this dick. Take my soul, beat the cake. And I'ma revive when I roll up this wood. Switch positions, little engine that could. And I'm tapping out when I'm stroking that cat. I'ma sip that juice like it's Camel so good. If I pop the bean, I'ma go back to bed till I'm masked out. Let me go, babe, I'm good. Let me go.
She bougie, ratchet, freaking, but she's twerking the mirror, no panties. She like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup, she bends in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking, but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. Ratchet, freaking, but nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties.
Right.
The reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping.
Stroking
she
that cat.
Fashion, best in the bag. Smoking the whip out of traffic. Bougie, bougie, ratchet, freaking, but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy.
She calling me daddy. Ha.
Trigger. I said she goozy, ratchet, freaky, but classy. I said she goozy, ratchet, freaky, but classy.
What you think, Night Trainer Brand? Femo, what you think?
Man, I fuck with it, right? I heard you, he from Memphis, huh?
Yep.
That nigga said fully wooly, man. I mean, that's the only one he got. He got some more. He got a project out.
Yeah, man, he got a video out on YouTube called Friday. He got some more music on YouTube too.
That's pretty dope. How you meet him again, famo?
Man, I had I be checking in on other platforms, you know, supporting other people and shit. And I had seen him on another platform, and people was kind of like pouring salt on him for a different reason. You know what I mean? And you know me, man. Shit, real is real. So I'm like, man, I heard the song, and I'm like, shit, that whole jamming. You dig? So, but because of certain situations, whatever, you know, people was pouring a lot of salt. People was hating. So I go do my due diligence, man. Go check him out. I'm like, yeah, he really with the shits. He, you know, he been grinding, doing his thing. You know what I mean? Then made some moves. Got some real, you know, got real good music. Got good music. And you know what I mean? What he be talking about, I felt that shit, so shit, I reached out to him. You know how we do it.
Yeah, made it happen. Yeah, man, that's a good look, man. Tell that boy welcome to Top on the Radio Lane. The motherfucking realest, the most 100K radio in the land, bitch. Welcome, bro. Tell that boy keep tuning in.
I'm glad I got you on the line because I got to say this, man. I got a new addition to my family here, man.
We're doing it.
What's up?
You got us two to nothing on something.
All right.
You did. But I got something in the family now. That's ready to rock and roll. You hear me? I got my wood. And I got my new baby out there, man.
Get the fuck out of here, soldier, now. I done told you, you better let them know how many I done won, nigga. Let them know.
Look, Jack,
let
them
know.
All right, look, now you
ain't. Why Dallas says that? He ain't won shit. Why Dallas says I won shit? Man, Jack.
You know I done got down through there all you two a couple times.
Oh, yeah, Jack did get down on you. I can't say I got down on Jack. Yeah. Jack came through one time.
You got me a
but I'm on soldier, man, soldier, stop and let them know your boy 2-0 though.
Yeah, you 2-0.
Nah, you ain't 2-0.
Nah, I ain't 2-0, but what? Dang, bitch, you win one. All right, I'm
you
one, Dang.
You got the most dubs though. You got the most dubs.
Yeah. I got the So I'm like two and one. Jag came in late. He 1-0 right
I'm
now. But I'm on soldier though. He ain't got shit. Him and YL, they ain't got shit. I don't want to hear nothing from them, nigga.
He got him a smoker though. He said he wants some of this action.
I got a whole turkey. I got a whole turkey.
Some ribs, what you want to do? You want to do a rope? What you want to do? Let me know.
Uh-oh.
We're going to get it in.
Do I hear a challenge?
We're going to get it in. What you
say? Hell yeah, you hear a challenge.
Man, I'm finna pull out some ribs on your ass, so. All right. I'm finna get you. I'm gonna hit that bit with that love dust too. Hey, look, I took some black cumin seeds. Grinded them bitches up and made my own.
We gonna do it tomorrow. We gonna do it the weekend. Which one?
Nah, let's do it on the weekend.
All right, y'all heard, man. We gonna get it in, man.
Yeah, let's set it up.
Some of the best smoke meat y'all have ever seen, man. Me and Train getting ready to show y'all, man, how this shit really does. He did.
Man, I'm finna fuck Soulja off. Y'all know what it is.
Hold on.
I'm already 2-0.
Jag, you quiet.
I'm already 2-0.
Well, see, you know, this is Jag pre birthday weekend, man. So, you know, I'm gonna kind of be out of pocket, man. I'm gonna be ripping
that's
and
right.
running
yeah.
and all kind of shit.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get it in, though.
Let your boy know what wood you using so I can go to my wood man. Let him know I need that
man, I'm gonna go with the hickory.
Big shout out to Jose. I'm finna get some cherry and pecan on Soulja ass. Smoke this hoe up.
I'm finna go with that hickory on your ass. I'm finna get you. I'm coming. I told you I was coming. Oh, I'm finna come right. It's old.
Soulja tried to put me on the spot live on Worldwide Radio. Shouts out to Germany, man. I know y'all fucking with me. Yeah.
Hey, Train was on the ass. Train blew me out. I'm 0-2. Train got 2 over me.
Yeah, you 0-2.
Jag got 1 on me. Train really got 2 on me, so I got to come back.
Man. I'm going to tell y'all how Jag came to us with it one day. Jag ass just a pop up out of nowhere. This nigga pop up with his smoker. Like, oh, shit. Jag got the smoker going. Like, oh, hey, yeah. You know that nigga had a smoker.
Jag, you really cheated, bro,
because you didn't even tell nobody you was smoking that day, bro.
I got 2 smokers. Now I'm ready for you boys. Now what?
Oh, you finna act a fool, huh? So that's how Jag got that hoe on.
Man, my sister, man, she got a homegirl, man, that got her YouTube show. And I was supposed to bend and plug in with her, but I forgot to plug in with her. Well, I got to plug in with her, man. And I'll make sure. I think her name is Knessa. Is it Knessa Kardashian? I think that's right, man. But I'm gonna get it so I can make sure to post.
Hey, you know them YouTubers getting them checks, famo.
Yeah, and she be doing clothes and stuff too, man. She be doing clothes and doing her thing, man. So we gonna show her some love. She rock with my sister rock with her. So we gonna show her some love. For doing a thing too, man, but we're gonna try to get on the show too, cause you know what I mean. Seems like she like to talk, man. So we like people who like to talk.
Come on, we gonna get into this jerking, bro. They know what it is.
If they want to get that cocoa red, cause I know people been coming into the dispensary.
160 for them hoodies. Let them know. It's 160 for them hoodies.
And they've been asking about them.
I fuck with Big Chief, Dispenser. Hey, get that plug, Soldier.
Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all stop by. If y'all in Muskogee, man, y'all make sure y'all stop by Big Chief Dispenser. Y'all know Crown Jerky Dispenser in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Hey, we're getting ready to run that shit up through the roof, man. So, hey, come holler at us where it's real at. Y'all already know where to go. Shout out Bands Up Rich. Shout out Clee, man. Shout out Shaq. Y'all already know what it is. But, yeah, man, Femo, the mask, man. How much do the mask go for?
Grandma, let me tell them this first of all. This shit not Rudy Poo. This is the luxury line of the Lanez clothing. So, and that's is $25. That hoodie is $160. A jogger set is $260. tracksuit is $250. If you want to get like a robe, you got coming out with them motherfucking winter robes too on them boys. That bitch, they're gonna be $180. So it's some shit coming, man. Real talk. That's how much them hoes running. Cause it ain't just for look soldiers again, bro. That hoe is warm, bro. That yeah, shit is pissed in, bro. Y'all pull them bitches over. They can see where that shit is heavy stitched in, bro. That shit ain't pressed on. That shit is stitched in, my nigga, to keep you warm, too. It look hella dope. It's to keep you warm, though, bro. Real talk, man. So you ain't just getting it. Well, I like the looks, first of all, that whole hella dope, but it keep you warm, bro. And the mask is, that's just the going prices, man. Future say, pay, but your homeboys charge, man. Y'all don't go to them big time designers and them designer stores and ask for goddamn me favors and homeboy discount. Y'all pay Gucci, man. Did you see how much Yeezy shoes cost?
Yeah, man. Shit ridiculous.
Come on, man. Yeah, y'all come on, bro. I'm just charging $160 for them hoes. Yeah, y'all putting on these ugly ass Yeezy, $200, $300, $400. Come on, man. And support us and work with us. Y'all see how my niggas doing it, bro. And y'all will be able to say Coco Red on me, make them hate on me. Coco Red models can say that shit, bro. Stop playing. I fuck with y'all, boys. I appreciate it. But yeah, that's what it is, and if y'all fuck with Soldier man, I give y'all a discount, bro. I ain't gonna hit you across the head. I give you a discount.
Nah, I feel like they gonna have to do something, man. They gonna have to come on the show and say Coco Red on me, make them hate on me. After you link to a night train to if you want a discount off of me, God damn it, you gotta come on the show and say Coco Red on me, make them hate on me. You feel me? Or in Femo inbox. You got to drop that audio drop in there, like a message.
That's
man. You
right.
Got to drop that audio drop and say, hey, Coco Red, you can say your name and say Coco Red on me, make them hate on me. And we're going to spin
that
it
That's right,
the
so
air.
We can get that promo in, man.
Cool.
And y'all can get that Chop on the Radio discount, bro.
Straight like that.
Y'all can get that Chop on the Radio discount. That's what we talking about, man. This shit here. Hey, and them joggers coming, man. See, what's really going down, wait till y'all see this other shit coming, man. Shit being customized for Famo Nam. Famo Nam been day one. Y'all know how we do it.
And
y'all
I know
how we do it.
Being a designer, I know you got other designs as well that's getting ready to come in. I don't know if you can speak on it too much. But I know you got something else, another design that you're getting ready to drop on them too, right?
Yes, sir. Oh, Soldier. Y'all, Soldier damn near interview mode on my
but I'm saying that's what it is, though. That's why we call it Chop on it, man.
I got that Oak Cliff Riches line coming, Samo. That bitch real done, because what happened
now,
was...
Oak Cliff,
me,
for those that don't know,
yeah.
When you say Oak Cliff, what do you mean by Oak Cliff? Where is Oak Cliff?
Oak Cliff? Hey, and let me say this too, Soldier. Jag, I did not know you went to High Ho, bro.
That is
crazy,
yeah,
man. You know, nigga.
That's one of my stops.
Hey! Man, that shit, bro, that's my hood, Jack. Real talk, man.
Yeah.
We go in that hole, we used to bust stamps and everything in that hole, bro. Real talk, remember they had the book stamps?
Yeah.
Right there, right when we got moved out of South Dallas, bro. My granny, man, was staying in South Dallas. They had moved to the cliff from South Dallas. And we was already in the cliff. When we moved to the cliff, it was like, nigga, we busting stamps in High Ho. Nigga, get them big-ass burgers from where they ain't wing filled or nothing. But for a corner store, you know what I'm talking about? They fucking around, bro. But, okay.
Straight up.
Oak Cliff, everybody know in Dallas, everybody know that Oak Cliff, that's my hood record. So Oak Cliff is in Dallas, bro. Man, how can I say that to you, bro? Nigga, Oak Cliff is in is one of the dopest hoods basically come from out of Dallas. Oak Cliff, Pleasant Grove, West Dallas, South Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta, and then you break that shit down, bro, and you get into the hood of Oak Cliff. And I'm from Beckley, bro. So, and I got tired of niggas just winning off of Oak Cliff who really don't rip Oak Cliff like that. And I said, fuck it, bro. I want to win too, nigga. So I said, I'm just going to create an Oak Cliff line. And I created Oak Cliff Riches, bro. And this bitch finna be super fire too. And this bitch luxury too. And what I'm doing with the Oak Cliff line is special, y'all. Y'all finna hear this shit first or on top on the radio is I'm doing it for different hoods. I got the Oak Cliff Riches. Y'all niggas like for Jag.
Oh,
nigga, I'ma have a tussle Riches. For you, soldier. Muskogee Riches. You feel what I'm saying? And it's going to it's going to just be like that, bro. That's how I'm running with the Oak Cliff Riches. I'm just doing it for each hood because niggas just can't win off the name. I ain't finna just let niggas win off the name alone when the name Oak Cliff belong to everybody, nigga. So, nigga, but Oak Cliff Riches belong to me, though. You know what I'm talking about? You can add Oak Cliff whatever you want to your shit if you from the cliff. Like if you from Pleasant Grove, you can say I'm from the Grove whatever. But nigga, everybody needs to take that shit like Muskogee, nigga. Muskogee belong to everybody, right? But nigga, you take that shit and make it Muskogee Riches. So when we do the Muskogee Riches line, nigga, that's your piece of Muskogee. Oak Cliff Riches is my piece of Oak Cliff. Tussle Riches is Jag's piece of Tussle, nigga. It's our shit. And y'all want it, you got to pay them prices. You know what I'm talking about? And when them niggas see Jag and that Tussle Riches, just know, you got to pay this nigga, man. See, real. Man, I'm just trying to get money. How these niggas getting the money? Shit, fuck that. I'm not finna let niggas win off no name where I'm from, and I don't eat off the name neither, nigga. You either gonna share that bitch or I'm gonna take it somehow, nigga, and make your bitch ass share that shit. Feel what I'm saying? Because we don't fuck with the in crowd, bro. Fuck the in crowd. We do our own shit. And
straight up,
nigga, nobody straight doing up this shit what we doing, nigga. And they love this shit. They just don't want to show it. These niggas love this shit. They love what we doing, bro. Y'all niggas know we trendsetters, bro.
And Femo, you know the thing about it too is too, man, is all about because we not only, man, because we talk about a lot of different things, but shit, we just all being ourselves, being 100K, and we stand on no blow up. You dig? We stand on
no blow up.
And yeah, man, just be 100K and no blow up, and everything will be cool. You dig? And let's check in, man. We got let's go 0064, last four digits 0064. Welcome to Chop on the Radio. Who we got?
Hey, Chop on the Radio, it's Kia Soul.
Kia Soul, what's going on with you? How you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We doing good. We doing good. Big shout out to you.
We
also, big shout out to Tia 500. Big shout out to Tia 500.
Most definitely.
Now, I'm glad you're on. With Tia, with Tia 500, she came on the show and she had dropped the music too. How has it been? I know you're busy, but how has it been working with Tia 500?
Man, it's awesome. Man, that girl right there is so talented in so many ways. And, man, she know her stuff. And she most definitely ain't afraid to correct you. You get the wrong note. It ain't sounding right, whatever. She's so dope, yeah.
Okay. Appreciate you. Did you get a chance to catch the 901 Trigger Trace on Ratchet but Classic?
Oh yeah, I heard it. Yes, I love that. That's one of them songs that you come out the shower, get your
Wait, you say you done a song with old girl?
Yeah, TFI.
So
movie.
You got it? Yeah.
Oh yeah, we got that.
Let me
get
that hoe, man. I've been missing shit.
Yeah, where you been? You been missing some action.
I've been doing some shit. I need to catch up, bro. So just let me hear that hoe when we done, bro.
Straight up, we gonna.
Right, look, he been working and jerking. You hear me?
Straight up.
Yeah.
Straight up.
I'm back now,
straight
like I never left.
Right. Just like
straight
that.
Up.
And with that song though. It's one of the first two songs that's up for the next couple shows too, man. And you know what I said? Like I said, I like the concept. I like what it's about because it's spot on, man. Especially with a lot of things that's going on right now. The collaboration to me, like I said, the collaboration is right on. They both sound good on the track together, and I'm interested in hearing more music with them in collaboration.
Oh yeah, definitely with that.
I know
y'all
we actually
most definitely it's TF500 and you guys have not heard Lady Marie, but we got a little something coming out here early February, so you know what I'm saying. Of course, we'll get that promoted as time allow, whatever. But yeah, these ladies,
y'all
you know what I'm
video
saying.
Y'all to do it.
Actually, yeah, it's not so much of a video. On the song or whatever, but it'll be like we're doing an actually live, kind of like a live concert where everybody can
that's
you know watch.
Be hella dope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we working and jerking like y'all. Yeah,
early February, huh?
I see you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
it, February. You said the date
yeah,
February.
Come on.
What was that?
Did you hear me? I said you said train at Night Train the Brands. It was you said in February.
Yeah, February.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
Valentine, y'all gonna do it kind of like Valentine-ish?
Yeah. It won't be on Valentine weekend, but you know what I'm saying. It is kind of Valentine-ish. Yeah.
That's gonna be dope. Yeah.
And big shots out, man. Let's do this, man. Let's go ahead. Yeah, man, let's spin that thing, man. Let's spin that haters gon' hate.
Yeah, let me hear
y'all
that.
Run it back. Run it back.
Let's go ahead and do it, man, right now, man. It's Kia Soul, featuring TF500. Haters gon' hate. Let's get it. Shots out,
Lil' B, fuck em up. Lil' B, fuck em up.
Hold on. I gotta say, shots out, Petty Murphy, man. Family, we gonna get you on right after this. Let's go.
Lil' B, fuck em up. Lil' B, fuck em up.
So you won't regret this bed, let loose in your motherfucking chest. Say get money, ain't worried about the lip.
One thing for sure.
take off. Big drip all in Arkansas. I make it look easy, only hard for trying to be me. Drip so thick, damn near got queasy. You drinking Paul, I'm sipping on Henny. Pipes get empty, I'm feeling funny. Pull game strong, ain't no running. Don't give a fuck about number money. Yes, indeed.
Head to the top, yes, indeed.
Everybody back on right now. Let's bring Jaggy Official on. We got Night Train Brand on. We got Kia Soul on. And we're going to check in with Petty Murphy. Petty Murphy, what's good with you, Femo?
Did y'all see that gang? Did y'all see that gang? Woo-wee. Woo-wee. That was a good one. Petty Murphy almost had to have a heart attack. So that's why it took me a little while. Oh, I had to catch my damn breath and shit.
Hey, man, Petty, if y'all wouldn't have got that coin toss, y'all would have lost, bro.
Yeah, but hell, if we didn't get down, if we didn't get those two passes, and with 13 seconds left, we would have lost.
Man, if y'all wouldn't
have... Congratulations, bro. I hope you're happy,
Real quick, before we get to football, hold on. Night Train to Brand, man, FMO, what did you think about that? Kids on that TF500 that haters don't hate.
Hey, is she from Muskogee too?
No, sir.
No. TF500 from Arkansas, right?
Yes, yeah. She is.
That's a dope combo right there, bro. I fuck with it. If y'all need to do like a little EP together, y'all stand fucking around.
I told him we need to remix that shit.
Man.
Yeah.
With Jaggy.
You never know what they'll come up with. They need to get in there, maybe do two or three together. Never know what they come up with.
That's real. Straight up. Big shot.
That was that indeed was just 500.
Uh-huh.
That was just her race.
She actually has an album out called Perfect Timing. It's on all social media platforms, online platforms, so you can check it out, man. Every hit is slamming. And the thing about TF500 that she really don't put you out there, she has a mobile studio. She produced that Haters Gonna Hate. And, she's good at everything she do.
Yeah, she needs to start saying that.
I'll start
with the producer.
We got to get her back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh,
that was dope. Straight up. Petty, man. I know you heard the song, man. Petty, what's your thoughts, man, on the Haters Gonna Hate?
And that was dope, you know, and Yes Indeed was dope too.
Yes Indeed, Yes Indeed, Yes Indeed.
Yeah, that thing's jerking, man.
Yes.
That thing's jerking. And the haters gonna hate, like I said, that man, nice collaboration, man. Both of them, y'all both, like I said, y'all both did that. Y'all did that.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, big shout out to you, man. All right, and Petty Murphy, man, I don't know if you got a chance to hear the 901 Trick or Trade, man, trying to get feedback for him, man, on that Ratchet but Classic song. Did you get a chance to catch it?
I didn't get a chance to catch it, Famo, because, you know, I had to calm my nerves. You know, watch the
right.
football game like this. Your squad playing, you know, your nerves have to be calm, and my nerves weren't calm.
Niggas right, who's right. still in the playoffs. You know what I'm talking about?
He's on there sweating bullets.
I was sweating bullets. My heart almost choked out my chest.
Yeah.
You stunned nails, Penny.
But I did pick up, you were talking about Coco Red, and you got the Oak Cliff line, and you were telling the mister about the Muskogee line. You want to tell the mister what you and I talked about today?
Do the honors, Famo. I could have spilled the beans because the nigga inboxed me. I almost spilled the beans, but I like, I ain't going to spill the beans. So you can tell him.
Coco Red and Most Hated are now related. That's right. Most hated Coco. There's a Coco Red Most Hated exclusive line coming out real soon.
Exclusive line coming soon, man.
And it's a
muddy situation.
Straight like that.
So for every show that I do, I'm going to be rocking Coco Red Most Hated exclusively on stage.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. It's going to be a dope look, man. Hey, baby, I know you're going to rock the shit out that hoe, bro. And that's when that motherfucking fashion show finna come, man. That's when we gonna do that fashion show. We gonna act a fool.
We gonna hit him. We gonna hit him with that jerk.
That jerk shit gonna be real deal, man. Coco Red on me. Make them hate on me.
Hey, I got a jerk walk coming out too, man. So. Everybody stay tuned for that, man. I'm going to put the jerk walk out there, man.
Oh, you got the jerk walk? I got the jerk shimmy.
Yeah.
I'm doing the jerk shimmy right now.
The jerk and real around this hoe, man.
Yeah, straight up, man. And also, man, I got to say, big shout out to 901 Trigger Trade, man, for tuning in, for coming through, man, getting the interview session in, man. I know a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people, you know what I mean, that's pushing, doing their thing, catch hate from all kind of different directions. So with him doing his thing and taking time out to come through the show, big shout out to him. Like I said, man, with a lot of people, man, I love working with people where it ain't no hassle with getting them on the show. It ain't no hassle with really booking them. It's all love and mutual respect for the situation. And that's what it's about, man. So big shout out to him, man, for real. So the boy, man, hey, look, he was telling people about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, messaging, he was getting back with us, you know what I mean? It wasn't never no miscommunication as far as that. Letting us know we even had to push the date. We had to push it back because it was supposed to be yesterday. But, you know, things happen, man, so we had to push it back. He still kept his word. Shit, he was on the line before the show started. Big.
Got it in. You hear me?
Oh yeah, he's real.
Got it in.
He's real.
He was sitting on the line, man. Before the show even started, he was sitting on the line just waiting. He's like, shit, I think I'm on hold right now, big bro. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. Like, and for us not to know, he don't know us. You dig? And it wasn't looking at it like, man, who these niggas or nothing like that. Mutual respect for the situation, man. And the platform, I'll be telling cats, I was just talking to a cat the other day about this, man, that's here in Muskogee. And it's like, dog, like I told him, you know what I mean? You hear, you know, you've been seeing what we've been doing. You see the platform. All you got to do is pull up. All you got to do is pull up, man. I know $10, you know what I mean? People see $10, and I guess it scares a lot of people, you dig? And if $10 scares you, then, hey, man, whatever. That's all I can say. But you got to pull up. Pull up to the show, man. Come chop. Come make yourself known. Come make yourself heard. Because a lot of people feel like, you know, we missing out. And that's true. In a lot of aspects, we do miss out on a lot of things. But it's a lot of things that we got going on and a lot of people that we connected with and a lot of attention and awareness that we got around this way, man, that a lot of people could also run with, pick up, or however they want to in a respectful way. So it's about bringing it together, man, to where we can mingle in each other's respective lanes and be cool. But you got to pull up. You know what I'm talking about? You got to pull up, man. And that's just, I said it several times. With me, it's just speaking for me, man. I don't speak for everyone. I'm just speaking for me. With me, that's the only way I'm going to really take you serious. Only way I'm going to really take you serious in trying to work with you or do anything in our world, in our lane, is if you pull up. We talk to so many people who just inbox us all the time, and they talk about business, mm-hmm. but then they don't ever pull up. So definitely, man, make sure you pull up. Pull up 319-527-6057 during showtime. You can email us, talkontheradio@gmail.com. You did just pull up, man. That's my thing. I move past just talking in the inbox. Let's talk. We can chop in the inbox, but let's make it happen. Pull up. If you pull up to the show before we even chop in the inbox, that right there to me is gonna be like, oh yeah, they really trying to get it. Versus you sitting back waiting for you to be contacted. When is people out here? Shout out Kia Soul, because she's one of them. People out here, man, that, man, they handle business and they just doing what they doing, what they doing. They ain't, you know what I mean? They ain't slacking on that type of shit or nothing, man. They whatever move they trying to make, they trying to make that move. You dig? And they don't have no problem about doing that. And a lot of people can learn from that. A lot of people that's been in the game can learn from that. Sometimes just because we've been in the game long don't mean we've been doing everything right and don't mean that we can't learn a better way or a more effective way to be doing some things just because we've been in the game. But when it comes to artists and managers or whatever, man, so y'all got to get with it. I'm connected with a lot of DJs. We connected with a lot of DJs. We can't just really tell people. Yeah, Jag and me and Jag the Fisherman talked about this. We can't really just send people to y'all if we don't even know for a fact that y'all even work with upcoming artists and you do what you say. If we don't see it, why should we send somebody to you so they can you can play with their dreams? And we ain't about that. So any DJ that's been connecting and been inboxing me, if you really work with independent artists, upcoming artists, if you really mix their music in your playlist and you really, you know, give them that chance, then yeah, man, we're more than welcome to see anybody we work with to you. But you got to really be about that. Don't waste their time, man, because that's their hard work, their money, and they invest into it, man, and it's their life. So we don't want to send them to nobody that's going to play with that or waste their time, man. If you really going to be about it, like I said, we have no problem sending them to you.
I feel that, man.
Petty, y'all speak on it. Yeah, y'all can touch on that real quick before we get out of here.
I felt that because the same way with the Petty Murphy project, you know, Nick Gibbs, just like 901 Trey, Nick Gibbs was sitting on his interview last night. He was waiting 10 minutes. He actually called me, and we did a test run, and then he was still waiting to come on. It's people like him that make the things to keep going. And, you know...
Yep. Big shout out to Nick Gibbs too, man. Great interview man. I checked it out. Great interview.
Thank you. I talked to one artist the other day, and he wanted to get his music played. And I told him straight up what it was. Hey, you want to get it played? Get your music in the rotation. Get an interview. Also, too, hey, it's $20. He's like, well, I'm not gonna pay. Okay, you're inquiring about getting heard. That's not gonna fly with me. And that shouldn't fly with Chop On It Radio or any other affiliates that we're affiliated with. They don't fly with nobody doing business. Y'all want to get heard and everything else too, and y'all want to know to get plugged in with what we're doing. But when it comes down to what we stand for, y'all don't respect it. So I have basically just said, you know what, fuck it. That when that guy said that, okay, I ended up booking the author on February 2nd. He writes children's books. Y'all be looking out for that interview. I'm about to book another author.
I got to say this too. My bad. I forgot to put this out there. Tomorrow, man, my bad, Pat. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I forgot, man, before everybody started hanging up. Tomorrow night, man. Tomorrow night, Monday? Yeah. Tomorrow night, man, we got Bush and Mr. Oak Cliff. He will be here on the show, man, live on the show. That's history, man. We make it, man. That's a big step, too, man. Big shout out to, excuse me, Bushy, Mr. Oak Cliff, man. We're going to have him here. If you don't know who Bushy, Mr. Oak Cliff is, man, we're going to share some of his videos that we got his songs to on the show. We're going to share some of them, put them out there so y'all can do your research, man. You can Google him. I know he's in touch TV episode. It's a certain TV episode, man, Cheetah, that's out there, man. He's in touch that. Real OG from Dallas, man, in that area, real influential, you know what I mean, and really plugged in. Not just saying that, like really plugged in. So big shout out to Bushy, Mr. Oak Cliff, man. He coming live. We told y'all, man, this 2022, man, there's a lot of things, coming, a lot of connections being made, already being made, and there's a lot more coming, too, with that as well. So big shout out to Bushy, Mr. Oak Cliff, man. And also, man, I can't release this other one. Oh, big shout out to Shy Wade. I know y'all seen the promo on Shy Wade, man. We still got that coming as well. We're trying to work it. She doing some things, making some big moves. Big shout out to her. But, yeah, man, I had to throw that out there, man, because there's a lot of people from Texas that tuned in, too. So big shout out to them, man. Big shout out to Texas. Bushy, Mr. Oak Cliff will be here live on the show, man, tomorrow. So y'all make sure y'all pull up. And I believe that's at 8 o'clock. That's at 8, right, Jay, man? Am I right?
I believe it's at eight.
Yeah. Y'all see the promo. The promo, it should be dropping tonight, so y'all see it, man. But big shout out, man. Petty, man, if you ain't doing nothing, man, pull up, man. Bushy, Mr. Oak Cliff.
I got no interviews tomorrow, but I will be having an interview with Louis Delphill and J-Rod on Wednesday on the Petty Murphy Project. Live in Wichita, of course, everybody knows I'm going to Wichita for a personal matter. So I'll be down there on Tuesday night for that personal matter. Take care of it Wednesday morning, but I will be interviewing Louis Delphill and J-Rod on Tuesday at 9.
I'll be in Wichita next month. Next month, yeah. I'm coming to Wichita next month, man. So
Definitely. But, yeah, on the real, though, Soldier, you know, for Chop on the Radio, the Petty Monkey Project, with anybody that's business, man, stand your ground. If they ain't trying to do, if they basically inquiring and they want to do business and you tell them what the business is and they don't want to do business, guess what? They didn't waste your time. They wasted theirs.
Straight like that, man. Great show, man. Again. Shout out to everybody, man, that tuned in. And, man, the replay, man, a lot of folks been rocking with the replay, man, making the show more accessible for them to be able to contact. And no blow up, man. For some of y'all say no cap. But truly, man, it is greatly appreciated because the numbers been skyrocketing, man. And it's a beautiful thing to see the consistent growth and folks coming back, tuning in to the show. And like I always say, man, you got to keep grinding. And just like what Petty said, just like Jazz Fisher says, where you got to keep grinding. You got to keep pushing. You dig? Everybody ain't going to like what you're doing or how you're doing it or what you say and all of that. But there's going to be some people out there that do. You feel me? There's going to be some people that know you might got some rough edges, but they're going to be able to see that under that you really just a damn teddy bear. There's a lot of us. You know what I mean? We rough. But under all of that type of shit, a lot of us just real soft, cuddly teddy bears that you should just hug and love and squeeze and just know us. You know what I mean? That's how we is, you dig? So that's a lot of them. But big shout out to everybody, man, that been taking their time out. I found a cat too here in Muskogee that do poetry, man, older brother. And, man, dude, you know what I mean? Right there on spot, you know what I'm saying? And what he was speaking about, yeah, man. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned, man. We're going to bring him through. And we're going to try to plug him in with those who do poetry in the city and who doing shows, who in that lane,
You did. We're gonna try to plug him in with them, and you know, whatever happened, happened with that business. But we gotta point him in the right direction. You know what I mean? And there's people here in the city that dealing with poetry, that do poetry, been doing it. You know what I mean? And that's their lane, and they running with it. So we're gonna direct him to the right people. You did, so he can get off in that, man. Because what I heard, man. And with the age and the experience and the wisdom and the knowledge and what he was saying, man, Brother Cole, it's like almost like the first time I heard Black Soul. I'm going to keep it 100K. The first time I was in Wichita and I heard Black Soul, man, is the same thing I got from when I heard Catman in the shop the other day, and he did what he did. Same feeling, man. And his older brother, I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. The people got to hear you, man. See, give me another one, man. Give me another set. He gave me two sets. He did two sets off the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he was performing. You feel me? Like he was already performing on stage, man. And I talked to him like, hey, man, dude, would you mind coming on the radio show, man, and doing that, man, and letting people hear you? And he lit up. He like, yeah, man, I'll do it, man. I got his number and everything, so. We'll make it happen, man. We'll make it happen. Hey, everybody deserves a shot, man. Everybody deserves, you know what I mean, a shot at doing what they love to do. And people message, your message and my message might be different, but your message can reach somebody just like mine can, and yours can help them too, just like mine can, or even more effective, whatever. But your message can be heard, and it can help somebody out there, man. Everybody go through things in life. And what you go through in your life, and however you got whatever your testimony is, that right there, somebody that you don't even know, you ain't never met them, you don't even know they exist, your testimony can help that person get through something in their life, man. And that shit is real, man. That's no blow up right there.
Straight like that.
Person can hear you overcome something in your life, and that right there might just pull them out of depression, might just pull them out of not wanting to push. And they, you know, just sitting around, not doing whatever the case may be, your situation, man, could be therapeutic to their life. And I had to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
Man. See, people be tripping when people be coming on social media and be going off, and you be like, damn, they saying some crazy shit. You don't know how many people out there be like, damn, I wish I could have said that. I'm glad that person said it, and you like it therapeutic because they like, damn, I'm glad somebody feels the same way I do. That's what I say, man, you know. Hey, man, keep creating, keep inspiring everybody. Because right now, in this world, and the shit that's going on, we need people, man, that's really touching people. And however you doing that, I salute you. Come on, anything else you want to say?
Like
that.
Hey, man, like I say, man, you know what it is, man. Hey, look, say that. Peace, love, soul, and hair grief around this joint, girl. So we're going to chop on it, man, and always keep it official, man, right here on Chop On The Network, man. If I'm on Nation, salute, man. This is boy Young Jag, the official, man, representing my own team. And you know I got that Coco Red on me. Make them hate on me, man. I appreciate all y'all tuning in, man, chopping on with us, man. Shouts out to all the artists, you know what I'm saying, that tuned in. Shout out to all the callers that tuned in, man. One love.
Straight like that. Big shout out to Kia Soul. Big shout out to Petty Murphy. Big shout out to the Femo, man. Jerk King, man. Night Train the Brand as well, man. Hey, y'all be easy. Keep it jerky.